Lehigh Valley business sentiment rose in January after dropping for three quarters in a row.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Greater Lehigh Valley Chamber of Commerce Kamran Afshar Survey of Lehigh Valley Businesses is a quarterly survey that we have been doing since 1998. The January survey recorded the first increase in the index after dropping for three quarters in a row. However, due to the relatively small size of January increase, the index is still below its January 2017 level and still trending down. The index of hiring plans for the next 6 months is the only indicator in the model which is not still below its January 2017 level. This indicator is oscillating close to the bottom of the range, which is historically associated with faster growth in the valley. The long-term trend of this indicator is rising, which is a positive indicator for future hiring. The index of actual hiring over the last 6 months, while still below its January 2017 level, rose by a significant 5% in January, and it is trending in the positive employment growth range for the Valley. Valley businesses participating in the survey have reduced their layoff rates to below where they were during the boom years of 2004 through 2006, a data point which is directly supported by the decline in the number of individual unemployment claims, which has now dropped to tight labor market levels for the valley. The index of actual purchasing over the last 6 months also rose in January. And similar to the overall index, it is below its January 2017 level and is also trending down. The rapid increase in purchasing during the first two quarters of last year appeared to have been mostly due to post-election enthusiasm. Clearly, many of the same businesses are cutting back on their expansions and returning to where they were before all the hoopla. One of the surprising results of our survey is the observation that the percent of local businesses who are expecting increases in their future revenues has been slowly dropping since early 2016. This could become a concern should this trend continue. The lower corporate and personal income tax has clearly made the stock market very happy. And if the $1 trillion infrastructure bill or anything resembling that becomes law, the market will become even happier. However, it is also very clear that the current tax breaks will result in much higher deficit, at the very least early on. Now add to the top of that something like a $1 trillion infrastructure expenditure, and then the deficit will rise substantially, forcing interest rates way up. And that has a lot of negatives for the economy. However, it may eventually force the banks to pay us something more than a fraction of a percent on our saving accounts. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.